not calling it anymore, so.
Yeah. You call it. Call it, bitch.
Wow. Hey everybody, welcome to Snack Show. This is Bob.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Miles.
Are you doing okay there, Miles?
Yeah, I'm okay now, yeah.
Are you shuffling? You sound like you're shuffling. Are you shuffling?
Every day I'm shuffling.
Yeah. What are you shuffling? Yeah. You shuffling genders or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's me. Shuffling genders as much as possible, yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. I don't even understand anything anymore.
Yeah. I just was curious. Hey, you know, be yourself. That's all you can be.
What the hell does emo mean? My son was trying to tell me this. I go, I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
All done with. I thought the emo thing had already passed through.
I don't even know what the hell it is. What the hell is it? I missed it. I don't even know what the hell it is.
Well, I don't know that I know the exact meaning of it, but generally speaking, they dress in black and they look kind of down.
That was like goth. Wasn't that goth?
Well, I think it's similar, but maybe not quite so dark.
I don't know.
You have to ask Smidge Kirtlebaum. He knows all that kind of stuff.
I'm sure he would know if we just emailed him right now. I'm sure, hey, explain this, emo. And
yeah, he probably, he might know.
Hey, Bob, be random.
Be random? What's that?
What the hell does that mean? My son's always saying that. I have no idea what the hell that means.
Be random?
Huh. Be random, yeah.
Well, I think we're pretty random most of the time.
I guess? I don't.
That would be my...
I have no idea. I've just totally missed the wave on all this stuff. I was like, I don't.
I don't think you care. I think that's more to the point.
I really don't care. Just call the goddamn thing what it is. Instead of making this bullshit, man.
I don't need a new vocabulary.
I know. Like, we need a new vocabulary. Really. I don't know. I don't get it.
That's Miles. He just does. There's a song in that there. I don't need a new vocabulary.
Send me back to 1985.
Just because the hardening of my capillaries.
Yeah, we had cool things like, you know, tubular or gnarly. You know, ours was cool, you know.
Was it? I don't think so.
Yeah, come on. No, come on, man. What do you mean?
I don't think it was.
Dude.
There's a lot of dudes in there. Maybe a little too many dudes.
Well, do you like it?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I got a voicemail here.
Oh,
let me play this and see what it says.
I can forgive these goddamn things. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
What?
Go ahead. Whatever. Just go, man.
All right, I just was wanting to play it here.
Be random.
I'm being random here.
Right.
Let's see if it works.
Hey guys, this is Joe Cameltone. Hi, this is Joe Cameltone. I'm a big fan. I just noticed you guys used to have Skype Baker. He would ask questions, you would answer them. I think he was on your show one time. Probably one of your best shows, really. He seems to bring something to the show, but, you know, I haven't heard him on in a while. Sure would be great to hear from him more, you know, if he asks any questions. Maybe you'll answer him. Hey, this is Joe. Bye.
So Joe Cameltone asking for more Baker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So there you go. Got a call.
What? What prison is he in now? I don't even know.
What prison is who in?
maker, isn't he? I don't even know.
I have no idea.
I'm just assuming. I don't know this is a fact. I'm just assuming
okay.
that he's in jail.
I don't think he's in jail.
You're pirating. Some kind of pirating is my guess.
Okay. Well, Baker, if you're listening, you're more than welcome to call and leave a message, and then we'll try to, you know, hook something else up if you want.
You may ask just one question, but make it a good one.
Well, no, I think he said that we were asking Baker questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, well, yeah. All right.
Maybe he knows what emo and the difference between emo and goth.
You know, I should just write all this crap down because my kid just constantly says all this crap. And I'm like, I don't even know what
to be random. Is. Be random.
Be random.
Yeah, I think that's an Iowa thing. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I've heard it so many times now.
I think he's just making shit up to confuse you.
I know it's made up. I saw him make shit all the time. I don't even know.
Maybe he's trying to get power of attorney.
They constantly talk video games. I don't even know what the hell they're talking about. I don't know.
Well, Baker, if you're listening, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have another Q&A or something.
Come on in, man.
Yeah, we haven't been doing the Skype because my internet sucks, and so we're on a telephone now. So
yeah,
until I get better internet, we're not going to be able to do the Skype thing for a little while longer here. So
it's out in the county.
Yeah, we get out in the boonies here. Internet's not so good.
Lewis County.
We really need to pass those broadband internet laws so everybody gets the broadband, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. He's out in St. Louis County somewhere.
So. That's right. We're down in Arnold.
Yeah.
Home of John Goodman.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But definitely, you know, check in.
Yeah.
Joe Camel Tone.
That's funny.
Yeah. It reminds me of that Tom Hanks movie, you know, the one, what was it, That Thing You Do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the Playtone, Playtone Records.
Yeah.
Cameltone. Yeah. That could actually be, I think that could be a Miles Title record label. Cameltone.
Yeah.
It sounds very much like you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's Tyler on the cover.
Yeah, I could see that. So I got a quick story here, if you want to hear it.
Watch it like the best. It's always the best.
So last night, my wife decides that she hasn't seen the cat in a while. And this is like just after dinner, you know. And she's like, have you seen the cat? Have you seen the cat? And I'm like, no. I'm like, last time I saw the cat, it was in this box. And so then, of course, it was full on, we got to find the cat. He could be dead in the house. We don't know. He's an older cat, so.
Whiskers!
Yeah, so we got to go around. Everybody's going around looking for the cat. And so I go, you know what? Last night, somebody left the door open to the garage. We have a connected garage. And somebody left that door open. I wonder if the cat's out in the garage.
It's sometimes called an attached garage.
Or an attached garage, or a detached garage. It's an attached, whatever.
Wrong.
Miles Tyler, your contractor here. I don't know if you need 110 or 220 on this here, son, but
we have an attached patio.
Patio is attached. So anyway,
that's attached to my yard.
We're out in the garage yelling for the cat, you know. I'm like, this garage has been opened like half a dozen times today. You know, this cat's probably not in the garage anymore. So then it had to expand beyond the house. So we're walking around the yard, and then we're walking around the neighborhood.
That could be connected?
Yeah, it was all connected. Then we're driving around the neighborhood.
Is it like Minecraft? Or do you like play living in Minecraft?
It's like Minecraft, exactly. Then my wife's like, I'm making some signs. So she gets a picture of the cat, and she makes a lost cat sign. Prints out like 50 of them.
Yeah.
And now I'm having to run around the neighborhood. Dispensing these lost cat signs and putting them on stop signs and whatnot.
They don't see our square cat from Minecraft.
Yeah, exactly. So
and you might have seen them, the square body. And
this goes. Then she's posting it on Facebook.
I saw it.
Yeah.
My wife?
Yeah, she saw it. And we get this call. Hey,
oh, no.
I don't know if this is your cat, but my son said there's something in the garage that looked like a black cat. And we're like, well, yeah. And my wife's like, where are you? At this point, we're driving around putting up flyers. And so these people, they don't live that far away, but we're out in the country, so, you know, it's like, if you're within a mile or something, that's pretty close, really.
If you ever want to see your cat again, you'll bring Freon to my house.
So we get over to these people's house that live in this subdivision, like, pretty far away.
Yeah.
And as we're driving, my wife's like, there's cat prints all over this windshield. And so we convinced ourselves that if somebody drove that direction the other day, which they did, that the cat could have been clinging for dear life on the top of the car and fell off at these people's neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we get there, and I've got like this young family, you know, a father and a wife and a dad and a wife and two little kids out in the garage. Like staring at a corner.
His name's Jane Gum.
Yeah.
Was your cat a big fat person?
That's right. What size are you? Yeah. I can use you to hold all my cats. Then
is your cat named Catherine?
So
got her in the well.
So then we proceed to try to flush out this cat in this garage. It turns out it's not even our cat. It's a kitten.
Oh, my God.
And while we're in the midst of this, this cat is like you know, Speedy Gonzales. He's going all over this garage acting crazy.
Oh, no, it's Pepe Le Pew. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Exactly. I was just like... And then we get the call. My wife gets a call. And guess what?
What?
The cat was in the garage.
And Bob charged him $50.
Yeah, as he finally comes out from his hiding, wakes up from his slumber, apparently, gets out to the garage and starts meowing as somebody comes out there to look one more time.
I'm a cat exorcist.
So then...
Yeah.
We proceed to go around and pull down all the signs that we just put out.
He just spent like $100 in computer ink.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm like, son of a... You know. Anyway, this cat caused me so much grief last night.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, basically from just after dinner until I went to bed, it was, you know... I was like, catch the cat or something. I don't know what was going on, so. That was my evening. That was my evening last night.
Is he going to be all right?
Yeah, he's going to be all right. He's a little dusty.
Yeah.
But he's well rested.
Yeah.
And now I just have to wait to uncover the cat turds from his night spent in paradise.
He connected the garage.
Yeah, in the garage, yeah. So, I'm like, that little shit. And I was just, the thing was, I cooked on the grill that last night. And I was just out there getting charcoal and rustling around, had the garage door wide open, and he didn't come out to see me. What an ass.
That's funny.
Yeah. Stupid cat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So now I see him today, you know, he's all like, hey, give me some food, man. I'm hungry. I'm like, I hate you. I'm like, how old is this cat?
There's like 20 cats, now you're down to one.
I know, we had a bunch of cats, now we just got the one, but still, he's annoying.
Tell him, come back.
So what's going on with you?
So, actually, this kind of circles back to what we originally were talking about, is...
Your gayness?
Yeah, my complete gayness. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, openly, you know, out there.
I'm glad you're finally opening up and.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're only gonna feel better, Miles, if you totally, you know, just get rid of that old thinking.
Yeah.
And embrace your new thinking. Everybody's understanding.
Yeah. Your dad didn't even struggle. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, I don't know about you, you're rich, but, you know, everyone's trying to watch expenses and stuff. And,
yeah, I'm rich. I spend $100 on cat posters.
Yeah, I know. Well, right, I'd be like, nah, sorry, he's dead.
He's dead. He's dead to me.
He's out there with his skinny tennis shoes. He's out there, he's dead.
That's right.
And,
it's like the killing fields out there.
Yes. He's got a blue bag over his head. He's dead. Yeah. And so my wife works this deal with the local cable provider.
Okay.
Like, well, we can really knock down your bill if we can just install a box into your house.
A what?
Some kind of box device.
We just need to put a couple of cameras in your bathrooms and your bedrooms.
You might see a flashing red light from time to time. Don't worry about it, sir. It ain't gonna hurt nothing. Just so you know.
We were looking at our records, and your ideal candidates for our Rednecks in Love channel.
You're gonna be the stars.
Well, let's not say star. Let's just say featured.
Junior samples at home. Yep, there he is.
Yep. I heard you spend a lot of time on the toilet, and for whatever reason, we got a need for that.
A lot of people down in St. Louis want to see that. A lot.
Yeah. Overseas, it plays.
And
if you'd ever consider sitting on cakes, we might have another opportunity.
Hey, don't knock that till you've seen it, man. I'm just saying, right? Not knock that girl till you've seen her.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I get a call. It's like, hey, you know, they arrange a time, and they're like, before it comes out, the local guy's going to call you, and you have to accept his phone call so he can come out. Otherwise, he'll reschedule.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
And so last week, you know, I get a phone call, I'm getting ready for work, and it's like, hey, you know, this is Mr. Miles Title. I'm like, and he goes, this is Toby calling from the local, you know, cable place.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be out there. I go, well, I'm going to work pretty soon. He's like, okay, well, I'm just going to cancel with you. I'm like, whoa. Yeah, like immediately he's getting rid of me, like, you know, brushing me off. Like, no.
I got a movie now. There's a lot of rednecks out there, Miles.
Yeah, a lot of rednecks, and they need a lot of cameras.
Yeah.
So I go, well, I'm going to work. I go, maybe my son can hang out for a while, wait for you. I don't know how long you're going to be, whatever. He's like, all right, whatever, I'll be there.
Yeah.
So he shows up. And it kind of, and I'm not saying this, I was, you know, this almost looks like the dude from Napoleon Dynamite.
Which one?
Pedro.
Oh, Pedro.
I don't mean this in a racist way. This is not meant to be racist. It looks like Pedro without the mustache.
How about the hair? Was it Pedro with hair or Pedro with the wig or what?
With hair. Well, kind of less hair, not bald, but like the same aspect, though.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, this, you know. So he shows up, like, yeah, I'm here to, you know, hook up your cable thing. And I'm like, okay. And I go, Toby, how long is this going to take?
Yeah.
He goes, Tony.
Yeah.
I go, I thought you said your name was Toby on the phone. He goes, it's Tony. I'm like, oh, sorry, Tony. Mm.
Yeah.
Tony. How long is this going to take, Tony?
He apparently doesn't like to be called the wrong name. I'm just saying.
Apparently, you know, whatever. I'm like, yeah. Okay. And he's like, that won't be very long, I guess. I'm like, all right. A very serious young man. I'm like, okay. And yeah. He's like throwing out all these terms I don't even know. He's like, do you have Barbie in a pink box or something? I'm like, what? Yeah, I don't know what the hell this guy's talking about. Like, you have Twitter cable hookup, da da da. I'm like, what? I have no idea. I have no idea.
He's like Tony, Toby, whatever. I'm an idiot.
Whatever. I have no idea what the hell this guy is. He's asking me questions.
Yeah.
How many gigs do you think this is? I'm like, fuck, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. This is like a math question. I have no idea. I have no idea what that is. I don't know.
Tony.
Quit asking me questions, or just ask me a simple question, like, you know, where's it plug in at or something, or, you know, I can do that, but.
If this is not in my company's handbook, I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, so please, yeah, he's like all technical. Now, you would have loved this guy because all this technical crap. Like, right. Oh, yeah.
He probably was just saying stuff to make you feel stupid.
Oh, I already felt stupid because I got his name wrong. He's already mad at me. Stupid
Tony.
Idiot.
Tony.
Making you wait.
It's on my shirt, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it's right here in my badge, that effer.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, well, if I got Tony, I have to go to my son, because he's like, well, where's your modem at?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, let's fall downstairs, my son can show you. All right. I was way, way too serious. I'm like, okay, all right, I'm gonna go. But I notice now, like, the guy's all like, like, you know, it's got, like, something going on. I'm like, blow your nose, man. Jeez.
Sounds like you whenever I call you. You're always making that kind of noise.
Yeah, but that's different. I do that for the podcast.
Oh, okay. You're all phlegmy.
And I find out later from my son, he goes, yeah, I guess that guy's, like, really deathly allergic to, like, animal fur and stuff.
Oh, God.
We have, like, two cats and a dog inside our house, you know? It's like, oh,
they're
my
probably
God.
All, like, humping him and jumping on him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I guess this poor guy is going into anaphylactic shock or something.
Oh, Toby, don't worry. That's just a cat. He likes to get on your shoulders and ride around. It's okay.
Mississippi leg hound, just let him finish.
That's right. Yeah. Here's a roll of Bounty. He'll take a few sheets.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. So now I've got some kind of mysterious box with the green light that flashes. I've got some kind of honking big remote control with, like, 300 buttons on it. I'm like, what the hell is this? Jesus Christ.
That's weird.
And now he's put, like, some huge, like, gray box outside my house now. I'm like, what the hell is this? Because each time I have these, like, jokers come out, they either, like, put, like, this big-ass equipment on my house, or I have, like, cable wires literally surrounding my house. My house is encompassed by freaking cable wires.
Some kind of cable bondage thing going on with his house.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's crazy. I'm like, all right, Tommy, you are not coming back inside ever again.
So is it worth the savings?
I have not really come to that. I don't know, every time I go to like over the channel, it's like, sorry, you can't access this. You're going to have to call your cable provider.
Well, that's because you're all looking for all the dirty channels.
Well, that's true. I was looking for something about Miami porn. I was like,
oh, there you go. Yeah.
It's just got, you know, Dakota Fanning in it or something. I don't know.
Pink and Available. I want to watch that.
Yeah, right?
I guess.
So anyway, so I'm stuck with this now, I guess, or something.
Oh,
so.
Okay, well. What are you missing now? You missing some channels or no? Or
I only watch like 3 shows, so it doesn't really.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Practical Jokers.
I love the Jokers, yes.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, okay, there's 4 shows I watch, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dead, yeah.
I don't know what the other 2 are at this point. I'm assuming something with Betty White in where she strips or something, or...
Betty White, yes, Betty White. I guess it was Betty White, yes. No, we like Ghost Adventures. We watch Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Adventures, okay, yes, yes.
Josh Gates.
Oh, yes, know. That's right, Josh Gates. We had the whole conversation about
that. That's about 4 shows I watch, pretty much.
What's on tonight? Josh Gates.
I'm Josh Gates.
Josh Gates is who you could have been.
Is he?
No.
Oh, I don't think I can fit in all the crevices this guy goes into. Like, what the hell?
No, but you could aspire to be Josh Gates.
Yeah.
You're more like Miles Crates.